Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chance.
Chance, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Before we get into your background, get closer to the mic, my friend,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, don't be afraid. We're good.
Tell me, this decision that came down today, the Supreme Court decision, your immediate reaction with your background in military history as serving and as being a veteran.
Ultimately, it's a giant step backwards. And to be honest, it's not about troop readiness. It's not about unit cohesion. It's not about money. It's the highest court in the land just said that it's okay to discriminate against people that don't look like you.
And you served, and Wendy talked about your background. Give us your background in the military.
I served for 5.5 years under Don't Ask, Don't Tell through 1999 to 2005.
As a female?
Yes.
And your name was?
Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
And
or doesn't that seem like a million years ago?
It does.
Right?
It does.
We're like leafing back in the photo album, right?
Yeah.
What was it? Was it difficult though?
No. Excuse me. Not really.
You weren't harassed?
I wouldn't say harassed. I would say, you know, just kind of guys poking fun. They're like, oh, you're a lesbian. Like, let me meet your girlfriend. That kind of stuff. But nothing. Nothing mean.
But right. One of the things I remember about you and what you said was that you were like one of the guys.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the guys were like, oh, you're just one of us. It's fine. I mean, I've always been a huge tomboy. Always. So, I mean, that wasn't a far stretch for them. I was just one of the guys.
And so then you came home, and as Wendy pointed out, that's where it was hell for you, from your own family.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. I mean, when people talk about black sheep of a family, I kind of like to say that I was the rainbow goat.
Wow, that's amazing.
Like a whole nother species.
Man.
That's awesome.
They, a majority of my family never graduated high school. Republican, like gun-toting, like very like...
Different than you.
Archaic views of things. And when I was like, I'm going to get an education, and I'm going to join the military, and I'm going to go to college, and they're like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm a rainbow goat. So like when I came out as lesbian, and I think a good portion of my family like really tried to keep me away from all that stuff because they knew that like I wanted to run around without my shirt on. And they're like, you can't do that. And I'm like, yeah,
why not? Yeah.
And they're like, no, really, you can't. So I think they really tried to keep me from doing that. And then once I joined the military, it was like, oh, here's the world that you kept me from.
Oh, it's amazing. We're going to get into this in great detail. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And very courageous for you to be so outspoken.
Absolutely.
And what you have done and what you're doing reaches so many people. And it's a great, great moment in time for us. Thank you. All right. So I want to get right into it with Chance. Chance Thomas is here. And Chance served. You were in two tours, right, buddy?
Correct.
And you served as a female.
Correct.
And then you transitioned to a male.
Correct.
So under this policy today, would you be allowed back in the military?
No.
No?
No.
You couldn't re-up at all?
No.
How would it play out? Like you would go and what would happen?
I mean, essentially, I would go and they'd be like, you fill out all the paperwork and you tell them that you're male and like you present all your documentation, which at this point, my driver's license and my social security number and all that stuff matches, except for my birth certificate. And it depends on where you're born. There are certain rules and regulations, whether or not you can change that. I was born in Chicago. I can change mine. It's just a lengthy process. So essentially, if it were me, my birth certificate, I'd say, hey, I'm Chance Thomas. I'm going to join the military. And then I hand them my birth certificate, and my birth certificate says Tiffany and female. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Somebody that has had all their paperwork changed, essentially, you go through the military and you fill out all your paperwork. You go to MEPS, where it's the military entrance processing station, and they do a physical. Well, when they do a physical, they make you get naked.
Right.
So if they didn't find it out through paperwork, they would find it out through the physical.
Right.
So and the folks who are in the, I'm not sure on this, who are right now in the military, who are transgender, what happens to them?
So if they have already started transitioning or already talking to a doctor with a like a gender dysphoria diagnosis, my understanding is they're allowed to continue to pursue that. So if you're openly trans in the military and you're serving and you're on hormones, you're allowed to still do that. If you have not started yet, you can't. So essentially, if you're in the military and you've been in the military for 10 years and you're like, hey, I'm thinking about transitioning, you can no longer do that. But as of right now, there's no policy effective date. So what I'm kind of seeing through some of the trans military groups I'm a part of, they're kind of issuing these, hey, this is what's going on. There's no policy date. Just protect yourselves.
Gotcha. At the end of the day, and I was very honest with you guys, Gary, I was honest with you, Ange, in the break. I don't know. I don't want to say anything that's offensive. I don't want to say the wrong word, or I think there's a lot of tiptoeing around that people do. And don't we all just want, don't you just want to be accepted for who you are and what you are?
Yeah, absolutely.
At the end of the day, isn't that what it boils down to?
Absolutely. Like I just want to live my life and be happy.
You want to live your life and be happy. And you think this administration is not interested in you, your life, your service, you're not welcome.
Essentially. Yeah.
But you said that the transgender military, what are the email chains or what is it?
Facebook groups and stuff like that, where a lot of them are secret closed groups where military members that were trans or are trans or currently serving or have served kind of help each other out with resources and stuff like that.
So, and you said what everybody's saying, watch your back. What do you mean?
So essentially this policy, there's no date. There's no date on it yet. So essentially those groups and those people in those groups are kind of telling folks that if they're trans and in the military to kind of
be careful,
get all your stuff together, get your T's crossed, your I's dotted, get whatever you need to get before we actually get a date on this.
Because kind of scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Intimidating.
Because this could be your career and then all of a sudden.
Absolutely.
Done.
Bye-bye.
Done. Are you angry? Are you sad? What is it today?
I mean, honestly, I want to say that I'm surprised, but I'm not. Okay. With the current administration, it seems that he has fostered this culture of emboldening people to just kind of be discriminatory. So we just saw the thing with the kid in the face of the Native American person. We're seeing a lot more of that. And I feel like the current administration is just kind of fostering that kind of environment. And now when we have a decision like this come across, it's like, yeah, okay, we're gonna tell people that they're not good enough based on they don't look like everybody else. Their experience is different from ours.
You served two tours?
Two.
Within the military, within the ranks of your people, the brothers and sisters you serve with.
Absolutely.
How will this be handled today?
I'm not sure. You know,
really?
Do you keep in touch with any of them?
I do. Actually, Kristen Beck was a Navy SEAL who is transitioning, is a good friend of mine. And I kind of went to her Facebook page today to see if she had posted anything. She hadn't yet. But I'm really interested to see kind of how this trickles through, because I do know active members of the military that are trans right now and just kind of want to reach out to them and be like, hey, I'm here. Like, we see you. We haven't forgotten about you. Like, what can we do for you?
There's a chance Thomas spent two tours of duty in the military as a female, as a lesbian.
In the Navy?
Yeah. Would you serve again? Will you still call yourself a veteran? Are you ashamed of what they're doing?
Absolutely. I mean, I am ashamed of what they're doing, but my service is my service. Nobody can take that away from me.
Amen.
And life in the outside world, is it just as difficult? And this is just a public announcement?
It can be.
Yeah.
It absolutely can
sure.
be.
Because you have to explain all the time, or why?
But you also kind of, you know, looking at me, you don't know that I'm trans.
You don't.
And I was just going to say that. You are a muscular, good-looking beard, you
much
know.
Much better facial hair than me, brother.
Right? I mean, seriously.
But I mean, ultimately, like, you know, I don't have to out myself.
Right.
I don't have to do these interviews.
I get it.
But essentially, you know, I wanted to make it easier for somebody like me. Like, I needed me 10 years ago.
Right. And you're going to be that somebody to somebody else.
I'm hoping to be that person and make it easier for other people that are going through this so that they don't feel like they're alone.
And they're not. And they're not. And the numbers suggest absolutely not alone.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.